Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Just want to let you know that I've shared this before on Pray Every Day, but just feel compelled again to do that, that there are some of you out there who are despairing of your life, and you're wondering what in the world you're doing here on this earth and why you're walking through these valleys of trials and tribulations. And I just want to thank you for your perseverance and your grit and encourage you to keep going. There's other people in your life who desperately need you in their lives, so keep taking the next right step. All right, we're in Luke chapter 23, verses 20 through 36. We're going to finish up Luke 23 tomorrow. And we're in the World English Translation, or the World English Bible, and it says this. We're in the middle of the scene of Pilate and Jesus. Then Pilate spoke to them again, wanting to release Jesus, but they shouted, saying, "Crucify, crucify him." He said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has this man done? I have found no capital crime in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." But they were urgent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. Their voices and the voices of the chief priests prevailed. Pilate decreed that what they asked for should be done. He released Jesus who had been thrown, he released him who had been thrown into prison for the insurrection and murder for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus up to their will. When they led Jesus away, they grabbed one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it after Jesus. A great multitude of the people followed him, including women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to tell the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and tell the hills, 'Cover us,'" from Hosea 10:8. "For if they do these things in the green tree, what will be done in the dry?" There were also others, two criminals, led with him to be put to death. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Dividing his garments among them, they cast lots. The people stood watching. The rulers with them also scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself. If this is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, and coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for the reminder of what sacrifice looks like. Thank you for the reminder of what obedience looks like. Thank you for a picture of the Christian life here, that if anyone wants to follow you, he must take up his cross to deny himself and follow you. Lord, we prefer a crossless Christianity, but this bloody instrument of torture is the very symbol of our faith and what you did for us. Lord, I can scarcely thank you enough, and my words seem so small and so few, but I thank you for what you've done. And I also understand just the power of words and how words actually can even hurt more than physical pain. And so many times in this passage, you are mocked and made fun of and not seen for who you actually were, the Son of God. And I love, Jesus, that you're suffering, hearing all these terrible words and bleeding from hands and feet and from your brow of thorns. And you look down and you say, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." You are even giving grace to the ignorant, and you're showing them how you even pardon them. Those, the very people who crucified you, you pardon them. And since that is the case, and since we are all sinners, we are part of that sentence of sentencing you to crucifixion. And yet you cry to us, you cry out to your Father and say, "Father, forgive them, forgive us, for we don't know what we're doing." Lord, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for new life. Thank you for resurrection. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for being that perfect sacrifice. We can't do it, Lord. I cannot live a perfect life, but you can. I often come to you empty-handed and you fill me up with your strength. And so, Lord, we pause and rest today and thank you for that sacrifice. And we love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so thankful for your diligence to do so. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. It's all self-explanatory there. And thanks to all of you who listen and pray and give and just are a part of this community. I so appreciate you.